T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I was enjoying watching you dance.
Hey, you know what's funny? I figure between you and Robbie, this is like right in your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah. I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut to move your butt to the dance floor. What?
Why white folks? Like, if I ask you about a country song or some type of pop song, you would be up to date and current. But on songs like this, y'all like 10 years behind.
I don't know. This is like, this got to be 30 years behind, dude.
Yeah, it's
but
80,
still,
yeah.
This is still your jam. Let it go.
Music. Today's music sucks, Leroy. I don't know what to tell you.
Look, it's an acquired taste. I remember as a kid, all music was good music.
Listen, the music is
like no matter what it was. I used to listen every Sunday morning, right, on my radio. I used to listen to Casey Kasem's Top 40, and it was Top 40. So whether it was country, whether it was rock, whether it was R&B, whatever song it was, if it was Top 40, it was Top 40. Now, everybody got a number one hit because you have all these different types of music, and every type of music has their number one hit. So if you don't prefer that style of music, you're never going to know, you know, what is good in that genre.
Well, now music is literally down the toilet, and that's why Kanye West is peeing on his Grammys.
You know how much Kanye West is worth?
No.
$3 billion. I'm like, what?
I don't believe any of the Kanye West shenanigans. Like, I feel like everything that
It's a plan.
I feel like it's all an act.
Dude is like smart.
Yeah, he's like Andy Kaufman to me. Like everything. Every time they're like, oh, Kanye is, and like, I know that, you know, people say that he's. I know that he's bipolar, and people say like, oh, you know, let's not make fun of mental issues. Like I get you, but I feel like every time that he does this move, like he
it's
ends up.
It's a planned, organized event.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm always like, all right, well, he's peeing on a Grammy. I'm sure that it's going to be like an album cover or something like that.
Here's why I don't always necessarily buy it. Because when you think of artists that have had issues like that, it usually results in some other situation, whether it's drugs, I need to check myself into a hospital, something's going on with their personal life or whatever. Kanye's doing fine. He just says crazy stuff, which is always centered around a new album coming out, by the way.
They're out there and they're like, he's in Montana with Dave Chappelle. I'm like, yeah, sounds kind of awesome. I don't know.
Right.
I would want to get away from those crazy Kardashians too, even if I was married to him.
Well, he's broken the record, right? Has he broken the Kardashian record?
For longest run?
Yeah.
I still feel like Bruce had the longest run up until, you know, he was.
Well, no,
Bruce
he doesn't count though. Because he was married before the whole Kardashian thing. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, no, he doesn't count.
He doesn't count.
I'm talking about the daughters.
In the limelight.
Right. Since the Kardashian show.
Last
night. Whatever happened to the... Remember Kim married the old basketball player?
Chris Humphries?
Yeah, and you're like, wow, dude could kind of play. Because then you start paying attention.
Right. They were married for like... I think they were married for like 3 seconds, though.
Right. They were married for 3 seconds.
Rick Fox tweeted out last night, my friend Kanye West wants you all to know that he was kicked off of Twitter for 12 hours over peeing on his Grammy.
12 hours. How many followers does...
It's basically like the equivalent of giving you a time. It's probably good that Twitter kicks people off for 12 hours. I think like more people could use that kind of a ban.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think. How many followers does Kanye have?
Oh, right. I'm looking at it right now. Almost 31 million.
31 million followers. So he's banned for 12 hours. You know what those 31 million people are going to do? Well, what did he do to get banned? And he's going to get more followers.
Probably.
Right.
Probably. Yeah. Like every time Kanye West is like, oh, Kanye's tweeting again. I'm just like, all right, well.
Believe it or not, he was, I think to some extent, his music was better when he was a producer in his early stuff. Because a lot of these artists that they finally have their own album,
mm-hmm.
most of them are known for producing. So Kanye is a tremendous producer.
Let's get to some headlines. Robbie, what do we got this morning?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Which is brought to you by the Around Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenience. Speaking of marriages, gentlemen, do you see what happened? This probably happened a little while ago, but we found out about this yesterday that Miss Maya Moore, who, you know, she was fighting to free this man, Jonathan Irons, from prison, and she succeeded. And then it turns out they ended up marrying each other.
I saw that story yesterday. That's cool.
Is she going to be on Life After Lockup?
What?
That's a show.
I've never heard of that show.
Yeah. Life After Lockup. It's about these people that, you know, hook up with these inmates and then they get out of jail. And then they just show, like.
Well, Maya Moore, she gave up 2 seasons, Robbie?
Yeah, it was 2 seasons.
To do this, to get him off out of jail?
Yeah, it was two seasons worth. And he had been jailed for like 20-something years.
Now, let's be clear. Was it somebody she knew before?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
Was it just a random person? What's the tie-in? You know what I mean?
I know that the only main bullet point I know on it is that Maya Moore was in the prime of her career. She's a baller, and that she left she put aside her WNBA career, I think, to get her law degree to get him out of jail for wrongful conviction.
Is she gonna come back now?
Or? I don't know. I think she's supposed to be on Good Morning America. She was either on yesterday or today.
Right. Cool story though.
Very cool story.
I mean, like, you know, I'm amazed just in life.
She apparently met him first through a ministry program when she was 18 years old.
Oh.
Over the last 13 years, we've just developed a friendship. We entered into this huge battle to get him home. It was pretty clear that the Lord was doing something with our hearts. And she said that the romantic feelings just progressed gradually over time.
Right.
So they've known each other for a long time.
Yeah. So I would say it's amazing to me when you just watch, you know, life, other people's life. What are you willing to sacrifice for X, no matter mm-hmm. what it is, right? And I always wonder, would I do that? Could I give up 2 years of my prime as a running back, right? Which you give up 2 years of your prime, you're pretty much giving up your career.
Yeah.
Is there anything on this earth that I could do that for? Could I do what Colin Kaepernick did? Now, the difference is Colin Kaepernick made good money beforehand. It wasn't like, you know, the money that quarterbacks make now, but he wasn't broke. Could I do that? Could I do, you know, like I always wonder, like we always criticize people for doing things, but you wonder, like, man, that's unbelievable. For another person, you give up. You know, Maya Moore just fell off planet Earth. Like, they just forgot about her. Nobody knew, she is doing something, you know, that she deems to be more important than basketball.
What else you got, Robbie?
So did you see what Jim Harbaugh tweeted after the Big Ten announced that they were coming back?
No, I didn't even know that Jim Harbaugh tweets.
Here we go. Should he have a 12-hour ban?
Stay positive, test negative, play football. That's pretty good, Jim Harbaugh.
That's a pretty good tweet. I like that tweet. That's a good tweet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not going to ban him. That's what we should do.
Do you follow Jim Harbaugh?
Tweets where we should ban people. Huh?
Do you follow Jim Harbaugh on Twitter?
No.
You probably should.
No, I just like, look, here's what.
How can I put this? You should put down rulings on Jim Harbaugh's tweets on whether or not he gets a 12-hour ban.
here's what I'll tell you about. He's kooky, right? Like, the guy is very intense. And one of the reasons why I don't have to follow him is because when people tell me what he said, I'm thinking, yeah, that's him. He was always, dude, he is being who he is. He's not searching. He's not trying to get things, you know, rev things up. That's who he is. He's been that way when we were in college. So nobody's surprised that has any interaction with Jim Harbaugh.
By the way, his quarterback, one of his quarterbacks, Dylan McCaffrey, he decided to opt out, and he's looking for a transfer, which feels odd because his parents, the same parents as Christian's parents, they wrote a scathing letter to the Big Ten when they stopped playing football. And all of a sudden they're back, and then he's opting out of transferring. It seems fishy.
Well, here, I would say this. If your league decides to play, right, and then you opt out, you should not be allowed to go play football somewhere else.
I don't think he's going to this year.
Huh?
Probably not this year.
Then he doesn't feel like he's going to get an opportunity to play. Right? Why would you leave a place where you could possibly play?
And after his parents were like writing a letter to the Big Ten saying, hey, bro, this is stupid.
Has to do something about his playing. Has to.
Yeah, he wasn't.
Does that not make any sense?
Yeah, he wasn't a quarterback battle. He wasn't like the starting quarterback for sure.
Right.
Probably one of those things too, where it's like, this is if you're gonna make a move on a year, like this is gonna be the year because you're probably not gonna have to sit out or anything
but
like that.
Why did he do this like a month ago? Why did he wait like a month and
if he had said a month ago, when they announced they were gonna postpone the season.
Well, he's probably.
I want to play football, and he had done it then.
My guess is that they probably weren't going to lose eligibility anyway, right? Like,
yeah,
if they come back and play a year, then they're probably going to lose a year.
Nobody
loses a year, regardless.
All right, whether you play or not, it's a weird thing.
But that's my point is that if he had done it when they announced they were going to postpone the season, right? Then you would be like, oh, he wants to play, okay. But once they determine that they were going to play, then he opts out and says he wants to transfer. Okay, if you're opting out for health reasons, you don't need to transfer, right?
Yeah.
You're not going to lose any. You're not going to play anywhere. Like whether you go here or say if he transfers to Clemson, say he transfers to LSU, he already determined he was opting out because he didn't want to play. So what would be the point of transferring unless – it has something to do with his ability to play or, you know, where he was on the depth chart. So he should have did that sooner because then he could say, I'm opting out and going somewhere where they're playing football. And then he would have kind of got away with it. It makes no sense now.
I wonder if they have to put all the Big Ten teams back in the top 25 now after they got kicked out. Like,
No, why?
No,
because that means that Miami goes to 30th?
Yeah, that's Miami's top 25 spot. No backsies.
Yeah, really?
Kick rocks.
Soon as the Big Ten and the Pac-12's now doing it. And you have to understand, these conferences have tie-ins. So when I say Rose Bowl, you say Pac-12, Big Ten.
Yep.
So if the Big Ten is playing, right?
Yeah, Pac-12 just follows whatever the Big Ten does. The Big Ten says cancel. We're out. Big Ten says we're coming back. And now Pac-12
is the lapdog?
No. See, I look at it differently. I look at it when you look at, let's say, for political reasons, right? California, they're going to be the foremost, you know, they're going to be ahead of everything in making these decisions, mm-hmm. right? It's really odd to me that the Pac-12 also decided not to play, right, with the Big Ten. Because if you think, all right, who's going to decide to play first, you would think California and not Michigan. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It's odd to me that it happened the other way.
And then and now they're trying to come back. I mean, I don't know if they could pull it off because they got the fires too on top of the Rona issue.
Right.
But they are going to try to come back now that the Big Ten's coming back. You know October 24th, by the way.
You know what I realized? Life don't play. So all your issues that you may have, fires are still happening, hurricanes are still coming, right? Natural disasters still happen, regardless of what else is going on.
We got the U.S. Open this weekend.
Oh, yeah,
brought
Robbie.
To you by the Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968. Wingfoot, Leroy.
Wingfoot. Two words, bloodbath. I think the last time that it is the hardest golf course that they will play for a U.S. Open. If you remember, or if anybody remembers, this is the tournament where Phil was leading by two shots and lost the tournament on the last hole because Phil, right?
He went 10 cup.
It's the tournament where interviewed him, he said, "I'm such an idiot." Right? That was the press
conference. Hard to argue.
All right, here's Tiger tees off at 1. Well, is it 1? No, I'm sorry, 8 with your favorite guy. Rory. I think he tees off with Rory and Justin. I'm not sure. It's hard to figure out the tee time.
Nobody
I think
play
Rory and
nobody Tiger wants to play with a major in a major with more than Rory. Trust me, that'll get you off to a good start.
But my picks, I got my picks. I'm going well, you gotta go with Dustin Johnson. Although, like, dude, if you're hitting your ball crooked, just
go home.
Dial it in. It's done.
What is your watching status today? So you are going to get off the air. What time can you fire up golf and watch golf? They don't have those cockamamie rules that you can watch it right away?
No. The only one that's real quirky with that is the
Masters.
Is the Masters, right, because okay, they don't
so
care.
So you're going to watch golf. You're going to fall asleep probably sometime like 2 o'clock.
Yep.
And you wake up like around 4, dinner, tip off is at 7.
Yeah, pretty much. Golf is on, the U.S. Open is usually on all day. I like Xander Schauffele.
What about our guy?
Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, what about the Gooch? Where's the Gooch at?
Let me see if we got Gooch. This is, he could have qualified. Let's see. There was no qualifying this year. So how you got in, they had to come up with a different set of rules because in your Nations Open, right, they have a series of qualifying events, regionals and stuff like that. It's one of the only tournaments where anybody, if you have a index of, I think, less than 1 or something like that, you can qualify for your Nations Open. He did not qualify. My long shot, Robbie, Daniel Berger.
Oh.
Yep.
I don't think that's
he was hurt.
He was hurt, okay.
He was hurt, and then he came back, and he's been on fire. You know who's not in is Gary Woodland, but Brooks Koepka.
Oh, he's out? He's,
yeah. Yeah, right. He had knee surgery.
Too swole.
No, dude. Like, yeah. So other than that, that's it. But the fun, if the winning score is +5, I'll be shocked.
Wow.
That may be too low. That's how brutal this golf course is. I think in 2006, when Phil screwed up, I think the winning score was +7.
Hmm.
Right. It's like, wow.
Leroy, how are you gonna like, you know, we have a big conflict on Saturday night with the Hurricanes and the Miami Heat, but Leroy, on Sunday you got NFL football and the U.S. Open on all day. Like, how are you gonna handle that?
I'm not a 2-TV guy, right?
I did it
this past Sunday because I had the Browns on my computer.
You got Browns
tonight.
And I had
the Dolphins, but I could always pause the Dolphins. Golf is such that you can go back and forth. If anything happens, they'll show 1,000 replays. You know, so I'm fine. But, you know, once it gets about here's the interesting, the cool thing is that the early games end at about 4, right? The late games start at about 4:15, 4:30. 4:25, right? And golf will probably get done about halftime of the second game. So there's always like enough of a break where I can get the golf.
What if they go into a playoff and it bleeds into Sunday night football on NBC?
Well, they used to do a Monday morning 18-hole playoff.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they don't do that anymore.
They don't do that anymore. I think they do a 3-hole aggregate. For those, I see Tobin, your eyebrows went up. They just add the scores of the 3 holes.
I knew that.
No, Tobin's eyebrows are because we're super late. We got to get to 15 minutes of heat.
Tobin went aggregate?
We do have 15 minutes of heat. We find out why Spoelstra yelled at Dunks next.
15 minutes of heat.
All right, 15 minutes of heat, everybody. It is a game night here in South Florida. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Your Miami Heat will take on the Boston Celtics. We'll get into a little bit of Eric Spoelstra in just a second. Fun show coming up today. We got some good guests. Marlins are kicking ass. We didn't mention that in headlines. They won last night, 8-4. Jorge Alfaro hit a couple of home runs. Garrett Cooper, he went deep. And you know what I liked yesterday during the game? We'll get to the Heat in just a second. You know, I might actually even push off the because we got like no time anyway, Robbie. So like we'll maybe save Duncan for a second. But they had Juan Pierre in the broadcast last night, Leroy. They put him in a little his little, I don't know if it's Zoom or Skype, but they put him in the corner. So Hollinsworth and Severino, they're talking to JP, and JP is like Mr. Miyagi for Lewis Brinson. They're really close.
Right.
And so they were talking about Lewis Brinson, his improvement and all that. And so right as he's doing it, Lewis Brinson rips an RBI double, which is cool. So you got some good insight there, but they couldn't let JP go because everybody knows on these interviews, if a guy stays there and he's hot on the rally, sorry, you can't leave. I don't care if the inning is 25 minutes. He's got to stay till the run stops scoring. So the Marlins went off in that inning. They scored a ton of runs, and they ended up taking out the Red Sox 8-4 last night. So big win for the Fish, but we will talk to Lewis Brinson coming up later this morning in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to Sweet Lou. It's been a much better stint with the Fish this time around, and now he's on a team that is doing some winning. So,
how old is he? 25. Here's what I hate that has happened in sports, and this is in every sport, right? Michael Jordan won his first championship in his 7th year, right? When you see these pitchers, they don't come into their prime until like they're 30. Right? A lot of them, very rarely do you have a guy that comes in and sustains it from the start.
The Jose Fernandez and all those guys, yeah.
But we all know this. Why don't we give these athletes chance to develop?
It's tough, too, for him because he was traded for a guy who immediately became an MVP.
But still, how's Christian Yelich?
Oh, glad you mentioned Christian Yelich. He's got a little bit of a hot streak. You know what his batting average is up to now?
What's that, Robbie?
208.
Ha! I'm not gonna lie. I enjoy it. I enjoy it.
I thought that was our guy.
He is our guy, but you know what? A little humbling never hurt anybody. Plus, he signed a gazillion-dollar contract in the offseason.
It's baseball, though. They all go through that.
I'll never forget the dreaded season of 05 for Mike Lowell. Oh.
Oh, God. Yeah, he won a gold glove, but offensively, God.
But why don't we allow, like, for example, if a quarterback comes into the league and he's highly acclaimed, so like Baker, so like all these other quarterbacks, like if you're not a stud soon as you play your first play, people will deem you a bust.
You know what's funny about Mike Lowell, too? He's a lot like Jay Crowder. He was a throw-in in that 06 Josh Beckett deal. Like, they just did it to get off the deal, and he ended up winning World Series MVP.
That's how it works.
It's too funny.
You still haven't answered my question, though.
What was the question?
Hey, I'm going to do like Sully. Now, I'm going to do like Tobin and Leroy in Houston.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Hey, we have Robbie. We have never, ever gone at it like that.
It was so
they were
funny.
Really like he was so mad.
So mad.
I've seen, do whatever you want to do.
Do what you want to do. Do the research. Do the show. I was like, this is what you guys are doing? You're walking off the set at each other? Really? Like over James? Like, first of all, James Harden is not worth arguing over.
Right. They got in this heated debate because one wanted to trade James Harden and the other one didn't.
Right.
And then he got mad because he was trying to do research.
Right. You know, I've never done radio worse than this. I was like, really?
Whew. Hey. Man. That's I said something. That yesterday.
You guys need to get into heated beef and then go viral like these guys.
No, it's not like, no, it'll never happen.
I don't know.
It has more of a chance of us happening with us walking through the airport.
The only time I've ever seen anybody get legitimately mad like that was DJ Mad at Beast.
Oh.
That's the only time
but
I've
that's,
ever
seen. But again, that's not two people that do a show every day.
Right.
Well, we have an example of things getting really heated between the two of you.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put five first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of
Yeah, but then we die laughing as soon as he curses.
Right. Like... I can't.
Do the research.
Like, holy smokes.
Surprised that didn't go viral.
I'm shocked, right, that two people who supposedly been doing a show for a minute, right, that's they both went straight children.
It's pretty amazing.
By the way, Houston, I don't think it's the same two gentlemen, but remember a couple years ago on Radio Row, two dudes from Houston got in the same argument and got kicked off of Radio Row?
Two rival morning shows in Houston.
It's like you,
which is funny because they always say Houston's not that passionate of a sports fan base. I'm not saying that it's not. I'm not. They don't. You know, it's like the Rockets fan. Rockets fans are sneakily like they never get the guff that the Heat fan does for not showing up to games on time.
Oh, but they're
bad. you'll watch a lot of Rockets games, and it'll be like, wow, there's nobody here. It's the end of the first quarter.
Right.
But you'll never hear about it because it's not Miami.
Well, keep in mind that a lot of places it starts even closer to rush hour.
Right.
So a game that starts at 7 here is starting at but 6 yeah, there.
But even for 8 o'clock tip-offs on our time, right. 7 o'clock them, they still have the same problem.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway. Point being, we're going to talk to Lewis Brinson later on in the show today. I'm looking forward to that. Christian Wilkins.
Ooh.
That's my guy.
He is Leroy's guy. They made some meat earlier this year.
Steakums, baby.
He's going to join us. He is fresh off trying to snatch Cam Newton's chain.
He's the only member of the front seven who's not considered a need.
Yes, he has a great honor from Mr. Needs. And then we are also going to talk to today, Leroy. Now, listen, we normally have this guy to talk MMA, but I really wanted this guy on because he is a rabid Bills fan. He's a rabid Bills fan. Yep, he's a rabid Bills fan.
I didn't know
Bills
there were
fan.
Any of those after the 90s.
He is a rabid Bills fan. He is a mixed martial arts expert and just found out yesterday interviewed Goran Dragic about MMA. It's just up on his new podcast. So we are going to talk to Ariel Helwani today in the 9 o'clock hour. So we'll kick around a bunch of stuff with him
Let's
as
go.
Well.
Buffalo. They had the same problems as Cleveland. The old lake effect snow.
Do you think Ariel Helwani's ever jumped through a flaming table at a tailgate?
Yes.
As a Buffalo fan?
Yeah.
No. They used to be proud. We're proud about our Bills and our wings.
Well, we'll get into a bunch of stuff. Okay, but when we come back, we'll get into a little bit of heat. Eric Spoelstra yesterday had some critiques of his team and of Duncan Robinson, so we'll hear from the head coach of the Miami Heat coming up next.
Sometimes you just feel tired.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Game night, game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, Heat, Celtics. Miami will look to go up 2-0 in the series.
Hell yeah.
And in Eric Spoelstra's mind, play a lot better because Obviously, there was a lot of periods of that game where they did not play up to what they're capable. You know, it's funny. I was wondering about this, Leroy, because, you know, they keep talking about this elusive, you know, it's a cliche, but I get what they're saying is they want this clean 48 minutes, a consistent 48 minutes, which feels so hard in basketball because, one,
of course,
so much is relied upon on your starters and your best players.
You can't have 48 minutes of clean basketball when also you say basketball is a game of runs.
Right. So I guess you could say, well, you know, you want them to be more consistent throughout the game. You also just have to be unbelievably impressed with, you know, they get down in these deficits and it doesn't feel like they panic. They can find it within themselves to get back in these games and obviously for the most part win them, other than one overtime loss to the Bucks. So, you know, they've been able to have, I guess, these teaching moments in practice, but it hasn't come at the expense of them losing very many games. They've only lost one in the postseason. Right. So that's been a good thing. But here's Eric Spoelstra. He was asked about what they can improve upon in game two, and he was quite blunt about it. Now, this is with my guy. He is Greek media, Christos Saltis, and he's got the hard-hitting question for Spo.
Hello, coach. Jay Crowder talked after the game one that your team must play better on game two. What is the element that you would like to emphasize about game two?
Well, they were kicking our ass. I mean, that's a pretty good place to start. They're getting our asses kicked going into the fourth quarter. That didn't feel too good.
Really? You think somebody – so do they have Greek dump?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't think he's live on the air there. I think he's all right.
Did they beep it, though? Beep. Do they have
– I don't know. I don't know what the rules are. This dude, Christos, he's in every press conference.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't play. He's like – he's basically Greek Ira Winderman. Like, he's there every time. Hello, and it's always just like, and he's just got a way of asking his questions. It just gets right to him. Goes, hello, Duncan. Why you not make biscuits? Thank you.
Hey, what do you expect? But wait, you have to understand, it's a second language.
I know.
So, like, but they don't know how to, like, you know, massage the English language and kind of, you know, go right. No,
I want to get him on the show, man. I'm like trying to find him on Twitter, Christos Saltis. If anybody out there can find this guy, I mean, a thumbs up to you in the Twitter DM world. Because
Can't even find him.
I can't find him. I'm looking for him. I want this guy. You know,
some of those other countries aren't big fans of Twitter and Facebook.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. That's
true. Spo also yesterday, he wanted to get across that. You know, he wants to see some improvement from Duncan Robinson. And there was a moment in the game when Dunks picked up his third foul right after hitting a big three. And Spo kind of lit into him a little bit. So did Chris Quinn, who's kind of like his guy on the staff. And this is Spo on that.
His third foul, you know, he reached. Said he had his hands up, but he reached. That was a foul. He just hit a three. I wanted to see three or four at that point. He's got to do things with detail and not bail out. I'm sure Quinny is driving him probably 100 times, making him do it with his hands up with technique right now as we speak.
Oh, man.
That's the worst. Let me tell you something. Like, you know how I tell you about the offensive linemen and how they lie?
Yeah.
Basketball players.
They lie.
Dude, you hack a guy, right? You hack a guy. And then all of a sudden, right,
helicopter
you
finger.
Want to give the review or you say, I had my hands up. Meanwhile, you're over there with a hatchet arm just like hacking the guy. Well, the thing
that's got to suck, too, is you only get one review. And so,
right,
like,
and you got to trust the player. That's why a lot of coaches are like, whatever, dude.
Gogi, like, I'm not wasting it. Gogi won his challenge the last game. Like, I didn't think he would win that. He was screaming for the high heavens.
Here's the other thing, though. You got to know who it is. Like, if you've been coaching a bunch of guys for a year or a couple of years or whatever, you know the guys
like
that when they say something. For example, if Kawhi were to do it, they call a review in a heartbeat because dude don't complain.
Right. If it's like we saw the last series, if it's Middleton, used discretion. He complained. Right. He was flapping that arm all over the place.
Right. They would have got swept if they would have reviewed every time Middleton wanted them to review. No timeouts at the end of games.
Well, speaking of swept, don't forget in that game that the Heat had a huge call go against them in the 2-minute report. The 2-minute report came out from this game, and they put three big fouls that the officials missed on the Miami Heat in this game that they did not call. And so, look, in my mind, this is a double true win. You go out and you beat the referees and you beat the Celtics. That's a double win, Leroy.
Hey.
And that you know lips. That you know that.
Chicken lips.
What?
It only counts as one win. Stop.
It's good to know that you also were able to overcome chicanery from the officials.
It's good to know you can win in spite of not getting a couple of calls at the end of the game.
And then the call of the regulation was garbage, that free throw.
How about the hip check?
This is what they said. They said, last 2-minute reports from Anthony Chang's Twitter account. In news that In news that changes absolutely nothing, last 2-minute report rules that there were three incorrect fouls late in game one, all disadvantaged to the Heat. Smart didn't get fouled by Derek Jones Jr. when he was hip checked late in the fourth. Tatum traveled on the final play of regulation, and Dragic did not foul Kemba Walker in overtime.
Hey, it was crazy though, because Tatum went 1-1-1-1-2 and laid up, and it was like, whoa!
Crazy.
Well, it all worked out. If they didn't make that call in the regulation, we would have never got to see that Bam dunk heard. I mean, that Bam block heard around the world.
It did. At least we got to see an all-time moment.
Life finds a way.
It's a good point by you. All right. Before we wrap things up this hour, we need to get to some very important news, which is sad Goran Dragic. Gogi, he is giving us live reports from the bubble. And Gogi is very sad, Leroy, because he wants some coffee. And so who does he go to see but his guy, Jimmy Buckets.
He have his 20 with him?
We'll find out. Let's see, because Gogi tried to go get himself a little pick-me-up, and this is what happened for the Heat point guard.
I came to a big face coffee. But it's closed, man. Unfortunately, and this time I bring cash, too. Now I don't have other option to go to Little Face Coffee.
Hey. Dude.
Oh my God.
He is the only one that can make that absolutely hilarious. Because he's trying to be quiet. He taps on the door.
Can you play it again, Robbie?
I came to a big face coffee. But it's closed, man. Unfortunately, and this time I bring cash, too. Now I don't have other option to go to Little Face Coffee.
Man. This is what happens when you're locked up in a bubble for 2 months, right?
Where was Jimmy Butler? I thought he never leaves his room.
Dude.
He had to be done. So he's probably, like, Goran's probably never gone there and not been able to get coffee.
Uh-oh.
Mitchy.
Oh, my God. Oh, all right. Boy. We'll take a break. The Dolphins are getting ready for the Bills this week. We'll hear a little bit from Brian Flores coming on up. As it is hour two. Hour two is back. We will get into a little bit of your Miami Dolphins coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.